Welcome to session three, demo one. And in this demo, we're going to take a look at how we can create user controls inside our Xamarin Forms application. So what I've got on the screen is I've already got the solution open up in Visual Studio. And what we're looking at right now is the camera page inside our application. So this is responsible for taking the photos in our application. So one of the things I might want to do is I might want to reuse parts of this UI throughout my application. So one way to do that, of course, is to create a user control. So I already have that kind of defined here, but to create that, what I would do is I'd select the controls folder, bring up the add new item, and I would select cross platform, and then I would select forms XAML view, and then give it the appropriate name. Of course, we don't have to do that because I've already done that work here. So this is a content view, and as you can see, it's got similar elements that we have inside our camera page. So to use this, I have to basically add a namespace inside our XAML here. So to do that, let's go back into our camera page, and I'm going to add in a new XAML namespace here. And the great news is I've got IntelliSense here kind of helping me through the process. So I'm going to give this a unique variable of controls. And again, I've got the IntelliSense kind of guiding me through that. Sorry, you know, this is the namespace for that control. So I'm going to add that in. And that's all you need to do to kind of have that available inside our XAML here. So what I can do then is take out this chunk of XAML code and replace it with our control. As again, I've got the IntelliSense popping up, guiding me through that process. And that's pretty much it. That's all you have to do. So it's pretty easy stuff. So I've already got the UDP set up. So let's just run that. Okay, we have our UWP application loaded up. Let's click on the upload photo, which is our camera page. And as you can see, we have the elements back into our screen. So we are now using that user control. So that's one way we can reuse some of our UI elements by using user controls in our XAML applications. Hope to see you in the next demo.